Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Boys, isn't this true? I find myself doing this too. My whole family does, actually. Texter writes, Lee, I find myself watching the TV shows from the 80s and the 90s. It takes me to a much better time in the USA.
Now,
we are doing that. We do family movie night, usually.
Right.
Which ends up being family movie afternoon, usually, most of the time.
Yeah.
We do that, and we pick out movies. And we are almost exclusively watching stuff that's older, like not older 1940s, but I mean 80s, 90s,
right.
2000s. My kids love that time in America. And it's funny because it's this eerie feeling. If you watched it at the time, right? Like, for instance, here's what we've watched in the last few weeks. We watched Goonies. We've watched E.T. We've watched Gremlins, Princess Bride, that kind of thing.
Right.
When you watched the first time, there was no sense of American culture at all. It was just a movie that was popular, good,
right?
And it's kind of like how if you go to a foreign country, you can feel their culture, how it's different. Even if it's a Western culture, like, you know, Scotland and France and England, and all those places, you could feel the cultural difference. But they can't feel it, right? We couldn't feel it then. You go back, now that our culture has changed so radically, the whole feel of it, and you go back and watch movies, 80s, 90s, even movies, Lee, I would say like 12 years old. You can still feel the culture in it. It's American, and you can feel its absence now when you go back and watch. It's an eerie feeling. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The sense of that time, whereas at the time, you didn't recognize, again, you didn't recognize it as American culture. It was just whatever it was.
Right.
It was just a good movie. And now you're like, oh, the feel of that time and the innocence compared to now, even though at the time didn't seem too innocent.
I think it's interesting. Is it ABC that does Wonder Years? And they have done
yes.
a reboot on that, and they've done it from a black family perspective. And I find that culturally interesting. I have not watched it. I did watch Wonder Years when it was on initially with the all-white family, obviously. At that time, and that was pretty much the focus of it. But they're doing it now from a you know, African-American, Black American cultural standpoint. And I don't know, I just find that interesting. Like I said, I haven't watched it, but it's interesting that they're doing that.
My kids love those movies. They love that sense of just the feel of that era. It's the only way you can explain to them what it was like. And almost every movie we watch, we end up, my husband and I, saying, and sometimes the kids, oh, you couldn't do that today. Wow, no, you couldn't do that today. No, oh boy, you couldn't do that today.
Yeah.
And it's not anything bad.
No.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's hard to explain. It's not good when you're in radio and you can't explain it. I'm saying, do you get it? But you have to. It's one of those things you just have to get.
You have to be there.
Yeah, Texter writes, great movie, Red Dawn. One of you suggested that, and that is on our to-do list. We've actually got a list of movies we're going down, and yes, that is like two or three down because we want to watch that.
Yeah, that's a good Americana movie there. Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Lee, did you hear this? And this is good news for you, but like nobody else.
Okay.
Okay. did you hear this? The mullet is back in style.
You know, I have no interest in that. That's not...
Really? Because, see, maybe I need an intervention with you here on this. Because, Merritt, somebody sent me that shocking photo of you, and I was shocked because I had worked with you for like 5 years and didn't know you were a redhead.
Yes.
Because your hair's all gray now.
Was.
You were. Yeah, but you had a mullet in that picture.
It wasn't really a mullet.
It was a mullet. No, do not deny. It was. And you know what? You rocked it, though.
Well, I have had a very long hair. You know, I mean, believe me, I was a rock jock for years. So I did have the long hair thing going there for a while. I mean, it was not, you know, super long. There was no ponytail or man bun involved, obviously.
Okay, wait, because to me, a mullet doesn't have to be long haired, though. No. That to me, a mullet is you part the thing down the middle and then you brush the sides back, right? That's what, you know, and you got a little length on it, but it's not necessarily long.
No.
It's kind of wavy. So I don't know. I don't think a mullet needs to be long, but who knows? We can quibble about that. Yeah. But whatever. I'm just saying, if you wanted to embrace style, you could do it. Because you still have a full head of hair, very thick.
Yes, thankfully, yeah.
You have enough hair for two men, really. It's not fair. And you are one of the few people I've ever seen who could rock a mullet. So this is good news for you this
morning. I got to say this for all the gingers out there. You know, I used to get made fun of because I had red hair, because that is a rare thing for a lot of folks. But now, you know what? The folks that used to kid me about that, I've got hair. They don't.
See? See? Ooh, burn.
Yeah.
Mic
drop.
That. I know. Texter writes, watch the original Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze. Yeah, that's what we were planning to do. That was it. Texter writes, the Golden Girls, Petticoat Junction, Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah.
You can even get Johnny Carson on Roku.
Yeah.
Oh, don't let the left find out about that. We did watch Boomerang the other night. Hilarious. And we also watched an Eddie Murphy stand-up comedy show. Oh, my God. Eddie Murphy couldn't even do his comedy now.
Oh, good grief. I know.
And he couldn't.
No. No.
And that guy was a genius. Yeah. He was one of the funniest people.
Richard Pryor?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and here's you know what I never
missed? George Carlin?
George Carlin. You know what I never used to miss? I loved it. I do not know why, but it just tickled my funny bone, was In Living Color.
Oh, yeah.
Homie, don't
play that.
Nope. I don't think you could do In Living Color today.
Well, the current Saturday Night Live has proved you can't do Saturday Night Live anymore.
No! It's misery.
Yeah.
It is. It's not even funny. It's not even in the old American humor style.
It ceased being funny 20 years ago. I'm sorry. Just pathetic.
Yeah. And this is, you hear these comedians complain about this all the time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
One of the funniest YouTube videos I have ever seen, and we pull it up and watch it periodically when we do family video night, is Chris Rock, How Not to Get Shot.
Yeah.
You could not do it today. I mean, I have tears rolling down my face. It is so funny. But can't do it. Texter writes, Tara, we watch old Western movies and TV shows, Gunsmoke, Wagon Train, The Virginian, John Wayne.
Bonanza.
Nothing like those today. Yeah.
Bonanza.
Yeah, see, that was before my time, but I have seen it.
Well, I can still in my mind see that black and white TV sitting in our room, because that was one of the few shows that my dad would watch. And I remember that theme song coming on, burning through the map there, and, that was a good one, Bonanza.
Okay.
The Rifleman. Ooh. Yeah. Boy, you would never have that anymore, not the Rifleman.
Oh, geez. So
the
much
assault
of it.
Weaponman. Weapons of Warman.
You can't appreciate how American culture has been canceled till you go back and watch that stuff.
Yeah.
And again, even more modern stuff that I grew up with. Texter writes, my granddaughter has discovered the Patty Duke Show. Oh, wow. That must be a shock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Leave It to Beaver?
Yes, I know. Texter writes, my brother's family watches The Waltons. Little House on the Prairie.
I
never missed an episode of that. I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved it. All right. Now, we've had an argument break out on the text line now about what a mullet is. A mullet is short on top and long in the back. Yeah. See, I don't think it has to be very long in the back.
Yeah. Well,
but some do.
That's, no.
I don't know.
What was the movie, Something Joe, with David Spade, where he had the mullet? And it was permanently attached. Oh, gosh, I can't think of the name of the movie now. Oh, gosh. And old guy moment. I can't think of the title. I can remember the image of it, but I can't remember the name of the movie, though. I'm sure someone will. Joe Dirt. Yes, very good. Thank you, T1.
Hey, power of Google.
Yeah, well, whatever. you're faster on it than I am, but I'll give you credit for that one.
Okay, I'm looking at mullets just to settle this on Google. These are guy mullets, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So these guys have basically hair to their shoulders, most of them. To me, that's not long hair. It's not fully long hair. But okay, we could quibble over it. But I will tell you this. It looks awful. It totally looks awful. I think like Bon Jovi and maybe Yulee were the only ones who could ever rock a mullet. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that. Like, I'll take it. I'll take it.
You should take it. You should take it. Just go with it. yeah. But nobody else could rock a mullet. But apparently they're bad. Did you hear that earlier? Somebody said their son is on a travel team and that like every team now has like four or five kids with a mullet.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, but somebody texted him from my son's wrestling team saying, what are you talking about, Tara? Your son has a mullet. No, that's a bad hair day. I can see how you would mistake it for a mullet. He's growing his hair out.
Yeah.
I told him if he made the honor roll, he could grow his hair out. So he's growing his hair out. But you know how terrible you look when your hair is growing.
Yeah, that midpoint between styles. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a great, you know what, this is a great definition for a mullet. If you were growing your hair out and you're going through the really bad hair phase, that's what you look like. You are deliberately afflicting yourself with a very bad haircut is what you're doing.
So are you mullet shaming now?
I guess I am. I don't know. But you, I believe,
I'm sure that'll be banned soon, mullet shaming.
Yes, that could be a band. It could. Texter writes, all in the family. Mullet business in the front, party in the back.
There, yeah, that's right. That's the one I was trying to think of, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Well, anyway, folks in text line pretty evenly divided on this. About half of them, I think, are going to start growing mullets. They're very excited.
It's the mullet majority.
Yeah. So you know what? If I had known when I started this morning I might further this trend, I wouldn't have talked about it at all. I don't think this is a good thing. Not one bit.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, I was able to dig this up. Got to answer the question. As the left turns the West back into the Wild West, complete with stagecoach robberies, no stagecoaches anymore, so they're just literally pulling the merchandise off the trains. $5 million in claims, losses, and damages, according to Union Pacific, in less than 3 months. They are hitting and looting 90, you know, the shipping containers you see on a train, 90 of those a day. I was thinking, nah, it's got to be a week. No, it's a day. Not one prosecution so far, according to Union Pacific. They're saying they're going to have to reroute their trains. They can't go through LA anymore. Let that sink in. This is the speed of the societal degeneration. We never see anything like this, not in our lifetimes. I mean, we have periods where crime goes up, periods where crime goes down, but not like this. Not like this. This is unbelievable. And the left, no, but look, you know what's driving all of this? I was going to do a segment here on just the speed of the censorship and how our First Amendment literally is disappearing on a daily basis. It's evaporating right before our eyes. And you know why it is? Because as the left does this stuff, this increasingly radical stuff that their base demands of them, but that the American public at large is horrified by, only about 30% of Americans support this stuff. You can't justify, you can't sell it, and they know they can't. And they can't get elected in primaries without doing this lunatic stuff, like letting criminals run wild, do whatever they want. So what, you know what they have to do? There's only one option left for them. Cancellation and censorship. They're going to have to censor how bad it is to keep people from knowing. This censorship's about them. It's about them getting to that part of their agenda where inevitably in every one of their societies, in the last 100+ years, every one of their authoritarian regimes, progressives, they're calling themselves sometimes, other times they were Nazis, other time, and they were Socialist German Workers' Party. Whenever they get to the radical part of their agenda, the censorship starts every single time. Because the things they promise never come true and chaos results, and they have to cover it up. And now we're here. And by the way, I predicted this last fall. I said this. I started saying this during the election, that if Biden was elected, you will begin to see, out of fear, if nothing else, Newsmax, ONN, all of that banished, taken off television. Here we go. Just like I said. On Thursday, Joe Biden ordered far left tech giants and media outlets to banish voices that deviate from his regime's official narrative. Quote, I make a special appeal to social media companies and media outlets. Please deal with the misinformation and disinformation that's on your shows. It's got to stop. Well, guess what just happened? DirecTV just canceled OAN. After Joe Biden ordered media outlets and tech giants to banish those voices. In other words, people telling the truth. Gotta go. Gotta be Vatican. Can't have that. They don't want you to know. There's too much truth there. They'll show you what's actually going on in these blue areas and the misery of it. So here's how this works. And I told you this would happen because of the regulatory power the Democrats would have if Joe took office. DirecTV, which just canceled OANN, which I love OANN. DirecTV, or AT&T, currently owns 70% of DirecTV. See how this works? During his speech this weekend, President Trump went into this, talking about, you know, I love One America News. They tell the truth. That's why they got to go. Just canceled. Right and left. It's all falling apart. Wait till you hear, folks. Boy, am I on a roll. Boy, am I on a roll. I told you a few weeks back, yes, what's it been? Oh, it's been the last 2 months. I can't remember exactly when, but I told you. Remember when Project Veritas, the leaders of Project Veritas had their houses raided, doors kicked in? And I told you this was a hit by Pfizer. Because Pfizer and their shot have become a sacrament for the Democrat Party. It's literally a religious experience. It doesn't really work for much else. They claim it might make things better for you if you have to go to the hospital or something. And I don't even know if I believe that. It's what they're claiming now. Everything else they've claimed about their shot's been a lie. So I'm very skeptical about that. But it's a sacrament for the left. It is a sign of belonging and believing, even though it doesn't work. And they are radical and crazy about it. And I told you, when they got their doors kicked in, I said, this is by the FBI, I said, this is retaliation for making Pfizer look bad. With their own words. That's what Veritas did. Remember, they went in, they got the internal tapes of people at Pfizer saying the shot didn't work, shot was dangerous, natural immunity was better than the shot, that everybody inside Pfizer knew it. So, I mean, these are Pfizer's own words. These are Pfizer employees, right? This is not Project Veritas making stuff up or creating misinformation. It's the truth, and the left can't handle the truth. It's like vampire in the light. You ever seen one of those vampire movies? The vampire hisses when the light hits it. And I told you I said Pfizer sicked the FBI on Veritas. I just stated it like it was fact because I know how it works now. I was right. Wait till you hear this next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Criticize the wrong people, those perceived to be allied with the left or their sacred cows, and the FBI boot increasingly comes through your door. It's astonishing. You look at what has happened in censorship just in the last few months. I mean, it's terrifying, the acceleration of it. Last segment ran down how Joe Biden demanded the cancellation of voices, basically saying anything different from the company line of the Biden administration, misinformation and disinformation, that they be removed and kicked off. And then OANN just was kicked off DirecTV. AT&T owns 70% of DirecTV. Bam, gone. Now, you got to understand what the Democrats and Biden call disinformation is just what they'll admit is true in a year or two when it's no longer politically necessary to continue lying. Today, in our society, conspiracy theory is what they'll basically admit is true in 6 months. Let me give you a great idea. Let me give you a great example of this. This just happened last week. The shot interrupts women's menstrual cycles, sometimes in horrific ways. Couldn't say that online, man. Misinformation, disinformation. Why were people posting it? Because it happened to them. Didn't matter. Canceled. What did the New York Times just admit last week? The shot disrupts women's menstrual cycles. It's kind of horrifying. You'd be canceled for that 6 months ago, 6 weeks ago. So much of what they call misinformation is just whatever they haven't admitted is true yet. And people know. People figure stuff out, and they haven't figured a way to censor that. And folks, when you look at censorship, what is so remarkable, it only goes one way. You can't think, I know you can't, of a single example of censorship by our side. There isn't one. Not one. And we have social media. We have Gab. We have Parler. We have Getter. You're a leftist. You can go on there and spew all the hatred and misinformation you want all day long. Nobody will stop you. Not one time. You can't say things that are illegal, like, you know, posting child porn or something. But as long as you follow the law, you say whatever you want on there. Left wing, right wing, nutcase, you could say it. We don't censor. This isn't us. We're not afraid of a debate. We don't have to be. The facts are on our side. But this is horrifying. So we've got Joe Biden demanding the cancellation of voices that disagree with him and then getting it out of AT&T and DirecTV. OANN is gone. Folks, we aren't going to have voices. We are rapidly getting to the point where, because we don't have voices, we're not going to be allowed to participate in elections. When we run, we're not going to be able to make our arguments. Our candidates won't. We are right there. All while we let them on our social media, they say whatever they want. But this, okay, recall that Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla, in November, attacked the First Amendment, said people who circulate misinformation about the COVID shot or dare to speak ill of his products are criminals. It was horrifying. given that most of this misinformation is just whatever he's going to admit is true in 6 months. I mean, truly, most of the people speaking this, they're not wrong. He just hasn't admitted it yet. He's still lying at this point, as is the federal government. So Borla goes out and says, well, you know, these people, including professionals, which are, you know, medical doctors out there, contradicting his line. Remember, this is a guy who told you the shot was 95% effective. What a freaking joke that is. Effective. Oh, yeah, for stopping the spread. Doesn't stop the spread. They knew that from the beginning. They just didn't want you telling it because it gets in the way of the next $1 billion they're going to make off the back of the U.S. government. So what do you do? He called people who speak ill of his products criminals for spreading misinformation and said he was working with the FBI and the CIA. Dear God. Regarding dark organizations. And then what? Book goes right through. FBI goes right through the Project Veritas leadership's front doors. And folks, all they did was record Pfizer employees admitting the shot didn't work as well as natural immunity. It might be dangerous. Their words, they just rolled tape. That's, you know what that's called? That's journalism. That's what journalism is. And it's increasingly illegal in our country. And folks, I nailed this. At the time, remember they said they were kicking in the door of the Veritas journalist because Ashley Biden's diary had been sent to them. Yeah, well, it had been sent to them before the election and published not by Veritas. They tried to give it back. It was published by somebody else. FBI didn't care. No boo through the door. As soon as you criticize Pfizer, and Pfizer provides the sacrament, the Eucharist, for them. I mean, the shot is a sacrament. It is. It is a religious experience for the left right now. Just like the other medical device we now know didn't work, the masks. And you used to not be able to say the mask didn't work. Now the CDC admits it. It's a fact. FDA admits it. So guess what just happened? Judicial Watch, through a Freedom of Information Act request, just got a hold of the correspondence between the FBI and Pfizer. So when Pfizer said we're working with the FBI, the CIA to shut down dark organizations, criminals who spread misinformation, yeah, that'd be people recording what Pfizer employees are actually saying about the shot. Here's Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla talking about the criminal. So to this guy, you're a criminal if you tell the truth about his shot before he does.
There is a very small part of professionals which they circulate on purpose misinformation so that they will mislead those that they have concerned. Those people are criminals. They're not bad people. They're criminals because they literally costed millions of lives.
And should be treated as criminals as well, those who have done that.
So he goes on to say they're, like I said, working with the FBI and CIA. So you want to know what a criminal is? A criminal is anybody who records anybody at Pfizer telling the truth. That's what a criminal is now. And the boot goes through the door. I told you at the time, this is not about Ashley Biden's diary. It's about criticizing Pfizer. Pfizer has become a golden cow of the left. Part of their religion. And that's not tolerant. You do not criticize their religious figures. The religious figures are the Branch Covidians. Here's Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. It's disturbing to see that Pfizer evidently has the Biden FBI at its beck and call to target journalists at Project Veritas. The development is especially concerning coming from the heels of the FBI's outrageous Ashley Biden diary raid. So what they found out is that Pfizer and the FBI have been going back and forth on this. Unbelievable, folks. It gets worse every day. OANN is gone. Told you that was coming. And now this. And now this. I said, no, I said at the time. It's just common sense. Oh, they criticized Pfizer. It's not about Biden's diary. It's not. It's about criticizing Pfizer. You can't criticize Pfizer in an effective way. If you're effective, they'll put the boot through the door. Meanwhile, folks, we got terrorists flying in this country. And they're like, well, I can't explain how now. I don't know. Yeah, because you're too busy silencing conservatives who you call domestic terrorists. For the crime of embarrassing Pfizer using their own words, their employees' own words. I mean, at this rate, folks, where are we going to be by the end of the year? I'm just going to, how are we going to run in the 2022 election? Is anybody talking about that? The Republicans on TV going, well, we're going to win. How? Will there be a social media platform that we are allowed to speak on about our campaign? You know, do traditional campaigning? Will we be allowed to do that by the election? I don't know at this rate. Let's jump on the line with John in Graycord. Hey, John.
Hey, Tara. I've been Googling for, I don't know, half an hour looking for video of looters in the act of breaking into the cars, and I've been looking for interviews with the looters. I'm sure they're there. I can't find them. They've sanitized this. If there are 90 break-ins a day, that's 4 an hour, how are they able to video railroad tracks that are virtually deserted? And the one person, the one bird video I did see, the guy had on a green hat, and the other one was just a lady picking up something that had already been discarded. I mean, it's been sanitized. Is there something about the character or the color or the race of the people who are doing this that they don't want us to see?
Well, okay, here's the thing. Let me explain what he's referring to, and thank you, John. Okay, yeah, earlier I said you got to see this, you got to Google this, go find it. You can find it online if you search Union Pacific, okay? And it doesn't show the photograph of the video I wanted you to see doesn't actually show the people doing this because it's the middle of the night. So I don't know what they look like. But what I do know is what they have wrought, and it is astonishing. You've got to see this. They are literally raiding rail cars in Los Angeles County, and Union Pacific has said we aren't going to be able to we're gonna have to reroute our trains so they don't go through LA County because we can't keep a hold of our merchandise. They have stolen $5 million worth of stuff in less than 3 months. They hit 90 rail cars a day. The astonishing pictures that CBS2, you can put CBS2 in there, was the original coverage. You put CBS2 and Union Pacific. And it shows you the rail lines, and it is literally tens of thousands of boxes. That's how CBS describes it, tens of thousands of boxes. You can barely see the ground, and it goes as far as the eye can see. And so they're literally just attacking these shipping containers and pulling the boxes off. It's everything from Amazon packages to one of them was an airline part worth thousands of dollars. And if it looks like valuable, they could resell it. They keep it. If not, they just, you know, open the boxes, open the packages, chuck it on the rail line and keep going. So Union Pacific has written a letter to George Gascon, the Marxist/Democrat prosecutor there, asking for action. Folks, I can't do this story enough today. It shows you the trajectory we are on in blue areas. This is stagecoach robbery. They have returned the West to the Wild West. It is literally lawless. Even with all the arrests made, and there have been a ton of arrests, right? Get this. Union Pacific says, and they've arrested over 100 people, there have been a ton of arrests, and the criminals come back at night and they mock them. They say, Gascon's not doing anything. They have not been asked to testify in a single case, not one, because there hasn't been one prosecuted. They knock this down to a misdemeanor, and then misdemeanors get dismissed. Or a fine, which Gascon says if the criminal says they can't pay it, then they just drop the fine. So you can literally just go take the stuff right off the train.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.